This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Amazon has already announced
Black Friday.
You can opt out of open table data collection. The Apple Watch Series 3 has dropped to an incredibly low price. And Juul, yes, the vaping company, has stopped selling fruit-flavored vape. I want to welcome you to episode 1399 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, October 17th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We are live once again at GeekNewsCentral.com/live. If you want to go over there, you can watch the show there or at live.geeknewscentral.com. You can pick up the show. It's real easy to do so on that website. You can watch live. Of course, we're live on Facebook and a variety of other places, Twitch, Twitter, Mixer. So you can really watch the show live wherever you want. But if you hang out on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Of course, I want to welcome all the new listeners to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the first time. I'm coming off of a couple of week hiatus. I'll talk about that here in a second. But if you are brand new to the show, I want to make sure that you take time and get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, all you got to do to subscribe to the show is just basically find the icon that corresponds to, what you like to listen to content on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn. We've got it availability on Android, Stitcher, by email, or RSS. If you have no idea what any of that means, you can click on more subscribe options. We'll teach you how to subscribe to the podcast on that page. So make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. You can also subscribe to the newsletter when you're on the website. But this show is really everywhere. You can listen on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room, our Mastodon chat room, at geeknews.chat. Place there to hang out with the Ohana, or you can join our Slack channel. Our Slack channel is a great place to get connected as well. And you can do that by sending me an email directly at geeknews@gmail.com and say you want to be part of our Slack family. Of course, that email address is a great way to reach out and contact me as well. Of course, on Twitter works as well at Geek News. Let's see, am I pushing the right button here? Oh, maybe not. Yeah, there we go. At Geek News on Twitter is the place to go. So, I don't want to talk to you. anyway, check us all out, all those locations. Great way to stay connected with the show. Let's see here, what else? You can follow on Facebook. And, of course, partner shows include all those linked at geeknewscentral.com, GNC Week in Review done by Kirk Corliss, The Gadget Professor done by Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, the new media show co-hosted myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and, of course, podcast legends. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And of course, we want to thank our sponsor, which is GoDaddy. And this is where the rubber hits the road, is where you can save lots of money by going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And this is where you can save lots of money, whether it's 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be at $499.com, whether it be $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Those all are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you're a business owner, you can get free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. And they're really doing some amazing things over there for businesses. So if you're a business, definitely consider picking up a GoDaddy product or service, whether it be one of those standard hosting accounts, whether it be the website builder. And if you are looking to get creative, starting to get cold outside, I know that I'm starting to not enjoy the cold weather. You too can hang out, build something cool, build a new business, build a podcast, start a blog. Really, the sky is the limit because they've got all the tools and services there that you would need to get up and running as a new business owner, as a new blogger, new podcaster. Really, it is the gateway to getting online. And GoDaddy has everything that you need. So definitely check out all my promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Pick up a new product or service. Save lots of cash. And of course, we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. So many of you have been emailing me. You have been tweeting me. You've been messaging me saying, what is going on? Where are you? Where's the show? What's happened? Well, I tell you, to be quite frank, it's a combination of just a lot of craziness. As I had announced, I had planned to take a few shows off, but it kind of spiraled. Today is really the first day I felt healthy enough to really do a show in really more than a week. So I had an unplanned trip. I had to go east for a couple of days, and everything went good with that. Came back and on schedule to really kind of, not take as much time off as I did. And then I absolutely got, I guess for a better words, taken out by this upper respiratory infection. And I was down for the count. Very high temperature. It was miserable, absolutely miserable. And I was sick as a dog for 3-4 days, and it really fell right in between two show dates. Then I felt better, but I just couldn't get more than 2 minutes worth of speech out without hacking and coughing and coming up with the worst nastiness known to man. So I just basically said, listen, I'm going to recover. I'm going to get better. I already planned to take some time off. I'm not going to stress it. And here we are. So what has happened in the meantime is I have missed my 15th anniversary in podcasting. That has come and gone. We are at episode 1399. We're not past 1400 at this point. It is what it is. So Yahoo, 15 years of podcasting, and we're heading into the next go here, and no stopping us now. And so I just give you guys a little bit of a heads up. What's going on is that show 1400 is going to come from the Columbus studio. I'll be down there Monday through Thursday. Thursday I actually fly to San Antonio, get in San Antonio late. Be in there over the weekend, back in the office again in Columbus Monday to Thursday of the following week. So what the plan is at this point is that I will likely do a show on Monday, number 1400, no show on the following Thursday, and then back to a regular scheduled programming throughout the rest of the month and November. Don't see any reason why there should be any misses, but, that's just kind of where we're at time wise and schedule wise. I'm not scheduled to go anywhere besides San Antonio until the middle of November. And then it's a quick trip to LA and back. I'd be gone just a couple of days and, split my time, and then Thanksgiving. And before you know it, Black Friday and everything else is going on. So the year is quickly coming to an end. And I was talking to my mom about it a little bit today, and I said, it's just been, ever since the move, things have been insane. And those of you part of the show, we've suffered a little bit from it, but at the same time, we've just been on the road, and it is what it is, right? And I think at this point, at 15 years in and almost 14 episode, that I can be afforded a break once in a while. It keeps my sanity, and it keeps, well, at this point it was more of a, laying in bed and, about dying for a week. So, you know, crawl out of bed, get a little work done and crawl back to bed and fighting a temperature. And I think at one point I had a 104 degree temperature. So it was no joke. I was a sick dog. So better, much, much better. And just one of those things. And my whole office in Columbus has been sick. Half the team is out because of that. So it's going around, whatever it is. And I didn't infect them because I wasn't down there to actually start the chain reaction. So they got it from somebody else. But luckily, I've kept the rest of the team here. Or not the team, but my family's been, well, my sister's been sick. But what she got, I think, is a little different than what I had. So anyway, it is what it is. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the full stack. I hope you guys enjoyed the abridged show on 1397. Someone said, where's the show notes? And I said, well, if you listen to the show, you will have known that it wasn't a traditional show. So I hope that you guys enjoyed, actually 98. I hope you guys, 1398, enjoyed that. But back to regular scheduled programming here. So let's talk about Amazon and Black Friday. You know, and I was looking at the calendar. Thanksgiving falls weird this year. And it's just, and the same thing with CES. It's because of the change, how the calendar has shifted. But Thanksgiving is not until the 28th of November, which I guess isn't that odd. But so Black Friday is the 29th of November. And I probably will be in Honolulu for Black Friday. And if everything goes right, I have some appointments I need to get knocked out, some doctor's appointments. So hopefully I can get in there like on the 25th and get some appointments in before everyone takes off for Thanksgiving. And then be there for Thanksgiving and then be back here in Michigan starting in around December 1st or so. So anyway, Amazon Black Friday deals, they're just already talking about it. And of course, with one day shipping on millions of items, and I'm being rewarded that here now, one day shipping on so much stuff, they're all already talking about the best deals for Black Friday. I'm not going to go too much into the details of what they're saying, but they're definitely going to be selling a lot of their hardware like they always do. Some TVs, some headsets, some fitness trackers, stuff on deals on Xbox, even vacuums like Roomba types. And so there's a whole list of stuff that they're going to have, as you would expect. So if you want to shop in your pajamas, you can. But that is that's forthcoming. Link will be in the show notes. There's been some controversy, though, about OpenTable. And really, to switch topics here, is OpenTable is really handy for making reservations at any hour of the day or night. I've used OpenTable a lot over the years, especially when I'm in Vegas. But your OpenTable account automatically opts you into sharing your dining profile preferences with other establishments in the same restaurant group, as well as restaurant partners and affiliates. So their default settings also share your personal information with vague third parties. And OpenTable receives data from point of sale terminals at restaurants where you dine, which may be aggregated and share and basically say how much money you've spent. So if you don't want OpenTable to have access to this much information, you have to manually opt out. And to do so, you have to open the OpenTable app on the home tab, click the icon for your profile in the upper right corner, and then tap about. And when you scroll down to what it says, customized dining experience, from there you can toggle off sharing setting. And there's a bunch of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 sharing options you can turn off. And, you know, I don't particularly care if other restaurants know what I'm going to eat, because I'm not going to be influenced where to go eat. But a little bit too much data being shared. So definitely check that out on OpenTable. It'll give you an option there to change those settings. The Apple Watch Series 3 has hit an all-time low at $189. And this really is the best Apple Watch value of all time. And we knew this is going to happen. You know, last month when Apple lowered the price of the Apple Watch 3 to $199, people basically said, hang on a little bit here. It's going to get better. And again, we've seen prices drop, and we may see them drop a little more for Black Friday. Could go as low as $169. So anyway, Series 3, it is a little bit of an older Apple Watch, but it's a great watch. And if you've got someone that's looking to, you know, a starter watch, this might be the one to pick up from Apple. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Juul. I'm not a vapor. I have a son and a daughter who vape, unfortunately. I know my son has ordered vape juice online, got it from a variety of sources, and I've always cautioned him on that, and to get it from a trusted source. But the president banned flavored e-cigs a few days ago, maybe a month ago. And what this has really caused is an uproar within the vaping space. They've linked these fruit-flavored vapes to underage vaping. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about this. Same reason I had mixed feelings about ban of cigarettes in bars. And I'll tell you why. I think what you put in your body, what you ingest, what you drink, what you smoke is a personal preference. I know that having seen what happened when smoking ban went on, it absolutely decimated nightlife. If you were single during the period of time when they banned smoking in bars and clubs, you all remember that the number of people that would go to the bars and clubs dropped dramatically. It really hurt the bar business in a big way. And at the time, you know, I was basically available to mingle, and it just lowered the number of folks that were, you know, the available, I guess, for better words. A lot of women quit coming to the clubs because they couldn't smoke at the club. So call me vain. I was not happy about the smoking ban, and I wasn't really ever worried about third party and smoke inhalation because, you know, I'd been in the Navy and around a lot of folks that smoked for many, many years, and it is what it is. So I wasn't really one of these folks. And I know some people were hypersensitive to it. Some people still are. Some people hate being around people that smoke, and I understand that. Don't get me wrong. Vaping is another thing that some people are annoyed at. And to me, again, I don't care what you ingest and put in your body. That's a personal choice. I don't personally. And I also watch my kids, who at the time were 18, who started vaping, and had a discussion with them about, you know, not knowing a lot about this product yet and what the effect on the human body was, and to be cautious on what they were getting, especially, I think my daughter at one time was probably vaping THC, and knowing what was going into those products was very, very critical. And I can't say that they followed my advice completely, but, you know, time will tell if they end up having lung issues. So, you know, you think I may take in a cavalier approach at this, but you can essentially lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right? It's their choice to do what they want to do. So, hey, Rich. Hey, Clinton. Thanks for being on. So, this vaping craze has started about 10 years ago or more. You know, the vapes were apple, peach, lots of different fruit varieties. And I am sure that it appealed to adults, and I'm sure it appealed to folks that are underage. At my house, it was adults making decisions on what products that they were going to consume. And so when I heard about this ban, I started looking into it a little bit more, and I actually heard a couple podcasts talk about it. And specifically, what they're going to do is the fruit-flavored vape ban is happening. And if you want a vape product to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, you're going to have to go through a process that'll cost you about $1 million to have each vape flavor approved. And does this mean that fruit-flavored vape is going to be back? I don't know. But what I suspect is, remember, a lot of these vape companies, who have they been bought by? They've been bought up by Big Tobacco, right? And Big Tobacco wants to make sure that people that are nicotine addicts continue to get their nicotine fix. And it may not be through a tobacco leaf, but maybe through a vaping product. So Juul, which is the biggest company in the space right now, said that their decision is not final. And they say that they could see the fruity flavors return in the future. In the meantime, the company says it refrained from lobbying the administration. It can develop scientific evidence to support the use of its flavored products and enforce measures to combat underage use. They say we must reset the vapor category by earning the trust of society and working cooperatively with regulators. Well, Juul left their trade organization, who was fighting this. And what it really means for those of you that rely on your local vape shop to pick up different type of vaping materials is those in a year, all those mom and pop shops are going to be gone. They will be absolutely gone. They'll be decimated. Because where do they make their money? They make their money not on the selling of the device. That's a one-time sale. They make their money on the product, the juice. And again, if I'm using the wrong term, so be it. But people come in and buy flavored vape juice. So what's going to happen now? Menthol is gone. All the fruity flavors are going to be gone. All that will be left is the tobacco product. And you're going to end up having then, again, this high barrier, FDA barrier to getting approved. So I think what's going to happen is that these big corporations know they just got to bide their time. And they're going to run all the mom and pop shops out. They're going to run all the local chemists out that have been making vape juice. Or it's going to go black market. And that's where people are going to be selling under the counter. And it'll probably be very unsafe. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. But retail stores are going to be absolutely decimated by this ruling to try to curb quote unquote teen vaping. Teenagers have been finding ways to smoke since cigarettes have been sold. There's been a ban on cigarette sales to teenagers since God was a child. Let's be frank. But if you think about it, do teenagers ever really have a problem getting a cigarette? No. I remember as a kid, the first time I tried a unfiltered Camel, which I end up turning green and puking. That's probably the reason I never smoke, because of my bad experience with the unfiltered Camel at like 13. Ugh, my God. I just to think about it now and it makes my stomach curl. So what's going to happen here is that over time, they're going to get rid of all these mom and pop shops, and then you're going to have one or two big corporations that are going to be able to say, oh, we've proven our product is safe, and they'll come back on with the flavored product within 18 months, and they'll kill the market. Even Joel says we must reset the vapor category. In other words, reset means restart. Reset means come back to the beginning and go again. Because they know they're going to be able to afford to have all their vape juice certified as being, you know, safe. What is that going to mean to people smoking? I predict the sale of cigarettes are going to go back up. Because if people can't get what they want in a vape product, they're going to go get it in a cigarette product. So I don't know. We'll see. And as Rita says, Philip Morris, American Tobacco, and a few others, yes, they're going to own the category. And as some people like to call them, the local chemists, who may be doing a good job, in putting vape juice together, he's going to be out. Or he's going to be like the new age drug dealer. He's going to say, hey, I got my, you know, fruity tooty vape juice over here for sale. And they'll charge a premium for it. People are still going to buy it. It's just going to drive it underground. So I know many of you that are vape are probably really pissed off about this. I'd love to hear someone that vapes, that's of legal age, that listens to this show. And if you aren't legal age, I want to hear from you too. What do you think about this fruit-flavored vape ban? What's your thoughts? And do you agree with me that it's the big corporations that have come in, the big tobacco original corporations that are ultimately going to clean the market up? And do you think your local vape shop is going to survive with only being able to sell, you know, one or two flavors, menthol or regular, I guess, I don't even know what they call them. And I know that there's e-cigs and there's all these kinds of categories, but I'm just talking about vape juice that's flavored. That's the best way for me to describe it. What do you think is going to happen? And, you know, India has effectively banned vaping countrywide. State of Michigan that I'm living in now has banned flavored e-cigs. And San Francisco has banned the sale of all e-cigs. So is e-cig, is that the same as a vape? You know, that's the question. So you're going to ban e-cigs, but yet you can still buy cigarettes? What's more dangerous? And we know that we've had some people have some deaths over vaping, but did they buy some third-party vape juice that had some sort of crazy chemical in it that where they were cutting? And this is what I hear that's happening in the THC space, is that some folks that are putting THC vape juice together are cutting it with vitamin E or something to that effect. And apparently that is not so healthy. You said, you know, oh, I'm getting some vitamin E. Well, not necessarily. So, yeah, I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. And, you know, again, what you ingest and put in your body is your choice. I don't care. I just think it's ironic. I always look at the, you know, why are they banning the flavor? It's supposedly to get kids to quit vaping, but is that really the case? All right, moving on here. Google Pixel 4. Well, have you tried to unlock your iPhone using the face feature with your eyes closed? You know it won't unlock, right? Well, the Google Pixel 4 will face unlock even if your eyes are shut. Now, you have your phone locked. It's on the nightstand. You're asleep. Your significant other says, I wonder what's on his phone or what's on her phone. And they hold it up to your sleeping face and it unlocks. And next thing you know, your significant other's in your phone. Now, I know that everyone allows their significant other to have access to their phone at any time. But what if it's a girlfriend? Or what if it's a someone staying over, or, you know, or you're on the couch and, you know, you just don't know, right? The phones are pretty personal these days. And it's just like, you know, do you go rummaging around, fellas, do you go rummaging around your wife's purse? No, we don't, right? We don't go dig around in our wife's purse. And if we do, we ask permission first, right? We don't go snooping around. And typically, wives don't go snooping around in our wallets unless they're looking for a 20. And we find out later. At least that's the way it kind of worked at my house. So, you know, what do you think about that phone being able to be unlocked while your eyes are closed? Well, that's something, isn't it? And so they need to fix that. And they say it requires eyes to be open, but they've proven that that is not the case. So if you've got a Google Pixel 4 and you're worried about your privacy and you're worried about your phone being unlocked while you're asleep by someone that should not be snooping around, then turn that feature off. Require the password. Because I know there's nothing ever hid on your phone, right? All right, NASA. And Kirk pulled out some great articles today. NASA has spotted the InSight Mars lander and Curiosity rover from space. And this is a great, great picture. And it's hard to believe that, well, it's not hard to believe, but this is from 169 miles up. The NASA InSight lander on the surface of Mars, and it shows the route that the agency's Curiosity rover in another image has taken. But you can see very clearly, the as they expand on the picture a little bit, the actual solar panels. And you can see where the ground has been disturbed when they used the rocket assist landing. So very, very cool stuff here. This is the best picture that they've ever done. And of course, the imagery comes from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been circling the planet since March of 2006. So pretty nice imagery on that. And so they've got some other stuff here that talks about the Curiosity and shows the tracks. You can actually see the tracks in the image. So nice pixel resolution, and shows the route that Curiosity took as well. So of course, again, I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to review. And another space story, NASA is, and this should not come as any surprise, but did you know the space suits that they wear today are nearly 40 years old? The design has not changed. So NASA's new lander spacesuit is going to be a lot more comfortable, and they're going to be designed specifically, they're going to have designs specifically for the ladies. The suits today are not specifically designed for the ladies. So they're going to have male and female fits, which is nice. And no pictures of the new suit yet, but they're going to be able to put some advanced technology in, some backup systems when it comes to the oxygen and so forth, because everything is now smaller with new technology. And it'll be used in the first launches of the Artemis. Is that where they said it was going to be used first? Is the Artemis launches? Yeah. NASA developed these new spacesuits for the Artemis program, and these suits will give astronauts greater mobility. And of course, we've all seen some of the famous videos of Apollo, which basically the astronauts were often doing push-ups because they had fell down and they were trying to get on their feet and kind of had to do this bouncing routine to stand back up. So exciting stuff coming out of NASA as we move forward here. As well, on the scientist front, scientists want to make a 3D map of the entire world before climate change basically affects the entire world. And they'll see what changes and what doesn't, or what will change. And but this is going to require an incredible effort if they want to do this. Not only the storage space to do this, but the aircraft and you know, the technology needed to do 3D is well known, well documented, and being used. But it's a big effort. Lots of aircraft with lots of lasers, and so we'll see what happens with this. And using LiDAR is one of the technologies that are used in doing 3D mapping. But again, you have to essentially fly very close. I don't think there is ability to do 3D LiDAR stuff from space. If there is, I don't know anything about it. But anyway, they want to do this 3D mapping of the entire Earth as an initiative. We'll see who pays for that. Samsung's got something pretty cool. Small businesses can now use a Samsung phone to accept contactless payments. And if any of you have got a credit card recently, some of these credit cards now are coming that basically all you have to do, they're just like a cell phone. You just have to put it on the sensor, and you don't have to stick it in to be read or anything. It just reads the, I don't know if it's an RFID or exactly the technology they're using, but it's contactless. And it goes into the point of sale system, just like a normal credit card would to be approved. But in this case, the actual point of sale system is the Samsung phone itself. So they take the credit card and they actually touch the phone with it, the back of the phone, and they can actually do a point of sale right on a cell phone. So for folks that are at trade shows, people that are do flea markets, people that have mobile businesses, this is a great, great advancement. You don't have to have a square reader anymore. Again, you just tap the card on the back of the phone, and they're going to allow people to do in this initial run. You file as a merchant with Samsung, and after you've completed the registration, you'll be able to start accepting contactless payments using Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay, or contactless cards from Visa and MasterCard, and you'll be able to accept payments up to $100 per transaction on the Samsung device. And it will also send e-receipts via email, allow you to access real-time sales data and complete sales history, create multiple staff accounts, and support multiple devices linked to your account. So this announcement comes after Samsung and MobiWave completed a successful pilot of the system in Canada over the last few months. And during the trial, Samsung Point of Sale app racked up over 10,000 downloads. Now Samsung's ready to start rolling out to more regions. And however, its device being touted as a worldwide app, it's currently not available in all regions, meaning it'll be rolling out in areas little by little. So exciting stuff in being able to do point of sale stuff. China is giving Tesla the green light for production. So Tesla cars are going to be finished in China, and they're going to start working on the factory directly. And what this is going to allow Tesla to do is avoid tariffs coming into the country, because the cars are going to be assembled there, and sell them and give them a better access to the Chinese market. Electric cars everywhere, electric devices, electric three-wheelers, electric delivery vehicles. The list just goes on and on what's happening worldwide with electric. And it's given people mobility they haven't had mobility before. Electric bikes, of course, they're quite the nuisance here in many cities in the United States, along with scooters. But so anyway, this is a big news here. And Tesla will make history when the first vehicle begins rolling off the assembly line following this announcement, and expect 2022 to maybe be the earliest date for potential cars to be rolled off the assembly line by Tesla for the Chinese market directly. You know, one thing that I've got on my mind, and I'm probably a year or two away, but the MacBook Pro that I've been traveling with a lot, at some point I'm going to need to replace that. And I've been thinking about which way to go. You always pay this huge premium on the Apple side, And the more mobile I've been recently, I found that I've been doing a lot more editing, a lot more video editing, a lot more audio editing, stuff that I traditionally have done, believe it or not, on a PC. And even though a lot of the process here for video is done on the Mac, I really considered, will I buy another Mac when I get ready to, to do an update? Razer selling a new 15-inch studio edition. Basically, it's a full-blown video editing suite. It's got an NVIDIA Quadro RTX 5000 GPU in it. It's optimized for video, 3D acceleration, of course, for those that are doing gaming and so forth. But I'm looking at the price of this, and it's no better than a MacBook. It's coming in at $4,000. And some people are saying it was a lot less than they thought it would be. The base studio edition comes with an i7 9750H processor, a 4K OLED touchscreen. It's got a 16 gig Quadro RTX 5000 with 32 gigs of RAM and 1 terabyte SSD. And the 17-inch base model is based on Blade Pro, and no word on price on that. So, again, we'll see. But these are great, not only great gaming laptops, but they're also great video processing laptops. All right, next up, eat at Taco Bell. And I will admit, I've only ate at Taco Bell one time since June. I've ate at McDonald's twice since June, and both those times I've regretted. So I'm trying to cut back on the fast food, even though I've ate at KFC more than a couple of times. Taco Bell wants to give you an Xbox One X bundle again. Up to 5,000 people are going to win an Xbox One X bundle, and you have to get Chalupas. So starting Thursday and running through November 23rd, Taco Bell's giving people buy $5 double Chalupa box online or in stores a chance to win an Xbox Eclipse bundle when they follow instructions on the box. So this includes an Xbox One X, an Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2, before you can even buy it, and 6 months of Xbox Games Pass Ultimate. So again, got to order a double Chalupa box online for delivery or through the Taco Bell app. People actually get delivery of Taco Bell. And so you got some time. But anyway, if you can stomach Taco Bell, this is an option for you if you want to win an Xbox One X. A little bit more information coming out from NVIDIA. The latest NVIDIA Shield TV Pro has basically been leaked. It's a bigger. It's got a better remote, and basically it's an Android TV on steroids, and it's going to roll out with Dolby Vision. So that's a big update. It's going to have the Dolby Vision Atmos, and it's going to be run off a NVIDIA Tegra Xi processor. It's going to have upscaling to 4K. And it's going to have two USB 3.0 ports, of course, a gigabit Ethernet port as well. So pretty cool stuff. Did I tell you guys I got the internet hooked up at the loft that I'm going to be moving into? So whopping 6 gigs down. Woohoo! No, not 6 gigs. 6 megs. Whopping 6, supposed to be up 12. Best I've been getting out of it is about 6. So we're moving up in the world out here in the country where I'm at. All right. So anyway, that's the latest NVIDIA Shield TV. Intel was going to publish gender and race pay gap data. This is following a discrimination settlement. The tech giant lunges toward transparency. And they promised disclosure following a week of turmoil. And the company agreed to pay a $5 million to settle employee accusation of pay discrimination based on race and gender. And the settlement followed the chip makers earlier this year, saying that it had closed its pay gap. This year, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will, for the first time, require the same kind of pay data from all companies with more than 100 employees. though companies will not be required to publicly disclose that data. Previously, Bloomberg reported the EEOC required race and gender data, but not pay data. So we'll see what happens and see where Intel falls out in the loop here. Arlo video doorbell. You know, everyone's got a video doorbell now, right? Well, I thought about putting a doorbell on my door here, and I don't even have a need for one, just to have the extra camera on the front. But I don't want to have to drill and wire it because I want to make sure it has power all the time. But Arlo has done the obvious thing and put a camera into a doorbell. The only difference with this one is it's got wide horizontal and vertical fields of view where you can actually see your package. When the delivery guy comes and puts it on the ground, you can actually see it on the ground, which is cool. And again, the Arlo video doorbell is for wired electrical installations only and connects to existing mechanisms for digital chimes. And it is user installable, but it's not an idiot proof as a battery powered doorbell like the August View or the Ring video doorbell 2. I like these powered ones better, to be honest with you, but it's available for $149 and comes with a free trial of the company's 30-day recording history. After 3 months, it'll cost you a minimum of $299 a month to continue, which is actually pretty cheap. So $149 from Arlo. It's hard to believe that this stuff still exists, but it does. The feds have busted a massive child porn sharing site. About 350 people have been arrested, along with the South Korean man that was running it. He was running a Tor hidden server, but he didn't cover his tracks good enough. The feds were able to get in, see the IP address. He was doing Bitcoin stuff, but he wasn't covering his tracks in Bitcoin. They actually got the guy's name, address, his picture, all the stuff they needed to roll him up. And actually, the Korean authorities rolled him up, and they did not announce the arrests for some time. They took time to go ahead and arrest the other 337 individuals, two of which committed suicide after they had been served search warrants. So the feds saying this is the real, really sad part of this story. The feds said they aided in the rescue of 23 child victims who were being abused by site users. Again, two suspects committed suicide after search warrants were executed against them. These people should be just taken out and shot. No trial for them. 337 of these folks. Disgusting. And I guess majority of them were here in the United States, in the way it appears. Really, really sick. And the indictment goes all the way back to 2018. And he had 8 terabytes of illicit material. It took the U.S. government a long time to, I guess, round everybody up. Really, really, really disgusting. Yahoo is deleting all content ever posted to Yahoo Groups. You have until December 14th to download files before they're permanently removed. Yahoo Groups is shutting down after more than 18 years. So the following features are going away: files, polls, links, folders, photos, folders, calendars, database, attachments, conversations, email updates, message digest, and message history. There was 115 million users in 2010, and there was 10 million groups at the time. So, obviously, Yahoo Groups lost prominence as social networks soared, and we know that Yahoo Business in general declined. So, anyway, it's gone. So, if you participated in Yahoo Group, you have any data over there, if you even remember you've got any data over there, you've got a few weeks to get it off there. Moving on, Senator Wyden is pushing his Mind Your Own Business Privacy Act forward. It would give the FTC more power to punish tech companies over data privacy violations. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Yeah, the SM7B, I'm testing. Don't know if I'm going to be keeping it here or not. We'll see. But anyway, Senator Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, is advancing his data bill. And like the draft, well, it's an official version of the draft that was available last year. And like the draft, the official version would give the FTC power more power, like the ability to fine tech companies for user privacy violations. The bill would allow the FTC to set minimum privacy and cybersecurity standards for tech companies, issue fines up to 4% of a company's annual revenue, and make it a crime for senior execs to lie to the agency regarding privacy issues. It would empower state attorney generals to enforce the regulations and let users opt out of data. So he says Mark Zuckerberg won't take Americans' privacy seriously unless he feels personal consequences. So basically, they're going to make CEOs liable in this. So we'll see where this goes. Other lawmakers in both the House and Senate have introduced similar data privacy legislation, but so far none of them put to a vote. They're not doing anything, I don't think. Is there any other thing going on besides going after the president in Congress? Are they actually doing anything? You don't hear anything else happening. If there is, it doesn't make any of the type of news stories I read. And someone actually said to me the other day, did you watch the debate? And I'm like, no, I haven't watched any mainstream TV in about a year. And they thought I was crazy. No, I'm healthy. My mind is healthy. I'm not watching any of that stuff. Don't care, to be quite frank. It's I'll let other people watch it and talk about it. Google Voice users can start calls and send messages with Siri. But oddly, it still doesn't work with Google Assistant. So following its latest iOS update, Google Voice now works with Siri. You can use Apple Assistant to start calls, send messages through the service. You can enable Siri to control by going to the Google Voice options and making default account for calls outside the app. Then you'll have to activate the use with Siri option for the app in the iOS device settings. So this is an update for Google Voice users who have an iPhone or iPad. So just be aware if you are a Google Voice user. There's a new service out there that is launching that's news related. Kind of got my attention here a little bit. Kirk found it. I didn't. The Information will launch Ticker, which is a tech news app that costs $29 a year. But the Information group was $3.99. So people that were paying for the Information as part of that app, this must be a dumbed down version of it. And again, available for $29 a year. So the question is, can I aggregate that to make it easy to get that data into the show? We'll find out. Apparently, the app was briefed by the briefing section of the Information website, which offers quick summaries. Ticker, meanwhile, will include a section called Today with summaries of the daily tech headlines, similar to Briefing, but written for a consumer audience. We also include a calendar highlighting upcoming IPOs, conferences, and other events that readers might want to know about. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens here. We'll keep an eye on this. And I'll probably play with it a little bit. Venmo, you remember Venmo? Venmo will launch its first credit card in 2020. So they're doing that in a partnership with Synchrony. The card should be ready in the second half of 2020, and users will be able to apply for use and manage it through the Venmo app. Card holders will get real-time granular alerts and be able to easily split and share purchases. That's one app I've never really ever used. Google Chrome 77 has added new site isolation security features. And what this really is, if you activate this, is each tab that you open, like right now I've got nearly 30 tabs open for the show tonight, is it isolates each site in its own set of memory, and it really kind of prevents these cross-script vulnerabilities. So if you load a page that is trying to exploit through the browser another page you have open, it really kind of limits that tightly. It's going to use more memory, of course, But with Google Chrome 77 site isolation is brought to Android, and desktop users received additional protections when this feature is enabled. Some of this was enabled in Chrome 67. But again, when enabled, site isolation will cause website you visit to be loaded into its own process that is further sandboxed and limit what resources and functions the process can access. So we've done some cross-vulnerability testing and very, very happy with the results. Mark Zuckerberg has spoke up and he says he's defending free speech on Facebook. He took the stage at Georgetown today to defend freedom of expression. Most recently, Facebook has been criticized for allowing politicians to post misleading ads, but Zuckerberg is calling for more free speech and cautioning against potentially cracking down too much on social networks. In an interview with the Washington Post, Zuckerberg says he too worries about the erosion of truth, but he added, "I don't think people want to live in a world where you can only say things that tech companies decide are 100% true." Of course, questioning Facebook policies and practices is nothing new, but the looming 2020 election has put the company under increased scrutiny when it comes to removing content, like the Trump campaign's ad about the Bidens that made claims about their ties to Ukraine. Zuckerberg told Washington Post, "These are very complex issues, and in general, unless it's absolutely clear what to do, I think you want to err on the side of greater expression." And also talking about deep fakes, he says Facebook's getting pretty close at rolling out its first version of its policy. While the company has plenty of work to do, Zuckerberg says Facebook is in a much better place now. Well, of course he's going to say that. They're under incredible, incredible pressure. Lyft is going to give people free and discounted rides to job interviews. This is cool. I have to kind of applaud Lyft for this. They say it's also going to help folks get to work and back until they pick up their first paycheck. So someone that's out of work, going to a job interview, they don't have a car, it could be a challenge, right? Depending on where you are. So if Lyft will give people free and discounted rides to job interviews, that's pretty awesome. Now, how do you qualify for that? Does it say? It's working with several nonprofit partners, including Goodwill, the USO, and the National Down Syndrome Society on the Job Access Program. And it's trying to help people from a range of backgrounds, includes veterans, people with disabilities, refugees, formerly incarcerated individuals, those in low-income areas, and 18 to 24-year-olds perhaps trying to land their first job. The program will initially be available in more than 35 cities across the U.S. and Canada, and the nonprofits will connect people who could use some help with Lyft rides. Other partners include United Way and 211, Europe Generation, Cut 50, the Campaign for Fair Sentencing of Youth, and Upwardly Global. That's who they're going to work with. So very interesting what they're doing here. So the people that need rides are going to get vetted by these organizations. So it'd be probably limited in scope, but at least Lyft is trying to do something here, and I applaud them for it. You can now report traffic snarls in Google Maps for iOS. And so you no longer need an Android phone to report collisions and other traffic troubles in Google Maps. Google has brought road incident reporting to iOS, letting you flag problems without turning to an app like Waze. I still like Waze the best. Whichever platform you use, Google is also expanding the range of reportable incidents to include construction, disabled cars, lane closures, and objects on the road. You'll see both iOS support and expanded categories roll out this week. And if you are a Google One subscriber, you're going to get some discounts on Google product services as well. And finally today, 8 obscure social media apps for when you get bored. And some of these, I've never heard of these before. Plato, 7Cup, Happn, Imvu, Hoop, Quack, Wiki, Hola. So I say if you get bored, why not try a little social media detox and walk away from a day or two? So anyway, I think that's all. I don't have email loaded here. I should have had email loaded. See if I get the right account. And let me look here in comments. What do we have? I think, yeah, we don't have any other discussions. So anyway, I think we're done for today. It's going to get me one here in the bag. One finally crossed the finish line, which is awesome. And let me see how we're doing for stream tonight. Everything held. YouTube held. Everything's been good. So we got lucky. Even Twitch was up. So fantastic. And folks checked in on Facebook. I definitely appreciate that. If you got comments, geeknews@gmail.com. Again, sorry for the extended away time, but I think it did my body good. And of course, my body wasn't even in a position to do a couple of shows because I was down for the count, literally. And but I do appreciate everyone being part of the family here, staying subscribed. Those of you that are insiders that continue to contribute to the show, you are my heroes. You really, really are. You've put up with a few outages of my personal production time. So I definitely appreciate that. If you want to become an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider is a place. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month plan or one-time contributions are greatly appreciated. I will say that I got the credit card bill paid for the studio design. Everything I've done in the studio is now essentially paid for. At least I think I'm paid for. So it's a good thing. And so now it's just rent, electricity, and so definitely your ongoing contributions to the show is greatly appreciated. Help us maintain, keep the lights on, do what we do here. Your support of GoDaddy, the sponsor, obviously is the most critical function of the show at this point. That's where, really the rubber hits the road. And anytime that you share the GoDaddy promo codes or link to my GoDaddy page, tell a friend, place to save money, it's like writing a check to the show. It really, really is. And also, if you want a sticker, I've got some new stickers, and I'd love to send you one. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to require you to send me, and I'm going to put an address in the show notes today. I require you to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you a GNC sticker if you so desire and want one, and maybe a few other goodies in there as well. So I'll put that link in the or that address in the show notes tonight. And if you want a sticker, you have to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll send you a GNC sticker back. You can always send a check in that envelope as well and just make it out to New Media Productions. And anyway, that's it. I'll get off in here. I want to thank everyone for their support of the show. And my support as we've made this transition here. All right, show 1400 will be from the Columbus office. We'll do a little reminiscing. We'll talk about the past 15 years of where we've been. Gosh, can you just think about it? 15 years of doing this podcast. Where it just blows my mind that I am where I am and doing what I'm doing at the 15-year mark. It is truly, truly remarkable. It really, really is. So everyone, thanks. Thanks for being part of the Hana, being part of the family here. If you haven't checked in on Facebook yet, please do that before you go. Say hello. We want to hear from you. And again, it's been my pleasure bringing you the podcast today. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next week, Monday, for episode 1400 from Columbus. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. I want to say aloha, but really, it's take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.